Go ahead and tell me the story that you see happening here.
One sunny day, a little boy named Alex walked into a store. And he saw some cookies, but there were too much. And then he thought, well, he was a bad boy, so maybe he'd steal them. So he took one from the bottom, but the whole thing fell down. And the store owner was really mad, so he chased after the boy all the way out of the store.
Go ahead and tell me the story you see happening here, Cameron.
Once there was two animals, a wolf and a bunny, and they were at the beach or in a sandbox. And they built a big, big sandcastle. The wolf was working on the tower, and the bunny was collecting the sand. But then the bunny poured the whole bucket of sand onto the sandcastle, and it ruined one tower. But then the sand that was on the tower started coming down and wrecking the whole sandcastle. So when that was all finished, the only thing left was one tower. And then the wolf started to cry. And the bunny feeling bad.
Okay, go ahead, Cameron, tell me your story here.
Okay, once there was two animals, a hare and a wolf. And the bunny thought that he was so good, so he could have all the food he wanted. So then, once they were finished, the wolf had just a sandwich and a juice. And then the rabbit was feeling kind of queasy, so the wolf told him he'd walk him home. But luckily, a doctor was walking by, so the wolf asked the doctor if he could help the wolf. And then the wolf bring the doctor over to the bunny, and the wolf said, "He's fainted. He needs your help." So the hair doctor said, "Well, I'll give him this medicine." So she did, and he woke up. But still, he was feeling kind of queasy. And then he just took a run around the trees. That's what the doctor told him to do. And then he was feeling fine.
All right, Cameron, go ahead and tell me your story here.
Two best friends named Fluffball and Fluffy were once playing at the park. And Fluffball, which was the hare, kept going on about this balloon he got for being the best student in his class. But then the hare said, "I'm going to take it off and show it around." But the wolf said, "No, don't. It, what if you let a gull fly up into the air? But the hare didn't listen, so the balloon, he accidentally let it go and it flew up into the air. The wolf got so mad at him that he said, "I'm not your friend anymore." But then the hare saw some balloons. So he went over to the balloon guy, said, "I want that red one right there." But it was 5 cents, but he didn't have any money. So the guy that was selling the balloons said, "Sorry, but you can't have this nice red balloon." And then Dr. Fluffball, which was Fluffball's mom, Fluffball asked his mom if he could have 5 cents, because the red balloon was 5 cents. So Dr. Fluffball gave the man 5 cents, and he got two balloons for both of them. And that was that. They both got a blue and red balloon.
All right, Cameron, go ahead and tell me your story here.
Once there was two friends, one Tolly and one Snout. And Snout had a beautiful green ball, but it fell in a pool. So Tolly swam to get the ball. And he got it back. Tolly was blushing. His whole face went red.
Yeah. Okay, Cameron, go ahead and tell me your story here.
This is another story about Snow and Tolly. Once they're the pool in the last story with the women. Beautiful green ball fell in the pool, and Tolly got it back. There was a diving board. And Snow said, "I'm going to go on that diving board, and I'll show you a nice dive." Well, Tolly said, "Stop, don't run." And unfortunately, Snow slipped and fell. And really, really hurt her knee. And then Tolly warned her because he saw a sign saying no running. Snout started to cry, but the lifeguard luckily saw and came to the rescue. And the lifeguard gave Snout a Band-Aid. Once Snout stopped crying, the lifeguard gave her a sticker for being such a good help, not moving her knee around and stuff. And then the lifeguard pointed to the sign that said no running. And Snoat looked and said, sorry.
All right, Cameron, go ahead and tell me the story here.
This is a story about Snoat and Tolly. And Tolly had this nice model airplane that he was playing with by the pool. He was flying it around, and Snoat was like, ooh, she really wanted to play with it. So she snatched it away. And then Tolly's like, hey, give it back. It's mine. And Snoat dropped it in the pool. And then Tolly said, now look what you've done. You shouldn't grab. And Tolly got really, really, really mad at Snoat. And then the lifeguard asked, what's the problem here, kids? And Snoat said, well, Tolly here was playing with this model airplane. And I really wanted to play with it, so I grabbed it away, but I accidentally dropped it in the pool. So the lifeguard had to get down and stretch out for the plane. But it was too far out. The lifeguard couldn't get it. And then the girl luckily had a net, so she dipped it in the pool and luckily, or not. But he was lucky. She did get it out. And then Snoat said, sorry, I dropped it in the pool.